You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. I am your host, Sav Off Air, and this is Songs from Squid Pod.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
With the sun.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and I am your host, Savoir Faire. We meet here every Sunday evening from 8 to 10 p.m., bringing you the best of the 80s and occasionally other eras as well. We broadcast from the heart of Tufts University here in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM in the Boston area, and online at WMFO.org. You may also find the playlists and archive versions of the show on our website by clicking on the schedule link. You can follow me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic or drop me an email at SquidPodMusic@gmail.com with your questions, comments, love letters, or call me at the station at 617-627-3800. Hope your weekend was a good one. I saw Batman versus Superman this weekend, and I really don't understand what all of the negative reviews has been based on. I mean, I don't expect movies to be perfect. It's nice if they turn out that way, but I do expect them to be good, and that movie was really, really good. Definitely worth seeing. Now, if you're not a true comic book geek like me, you'll want to visit YouTube after the movie and search for the Easter egg reviews, because there's a lot of them in the movie. This is the ground floor of Marvel's version of the Justice League, but the movie definitely has the framework in place by the end. So you'll need the cliff notes of the Justice League universe to get a better grasp. All right, let's talk about what we've been listening to. Started the set off with the Chameleons from their 1985 release, What Does Anything Mean, basically. And we heard the track One Flesh. Ultravox was in there with King's Lead Hat. It's off of the remastered edition of their 1980 release, Vienna. It was released in Europe in 2008. It includes a bonus disc of B-sides, live recordings, and previously unreleased tracks. I see a cover of Brian Eno. Okay, and we wrapped it up there with U2 with On Cat Dub. Now, it's Irish for a black cat, so you'll have to forgive me if I'm mispronouncing that. I tried going on Google Translate to look up dub, and the little voice that came back said D-U-B-H. That was helpful. Alrighty then, let's dive back into it. Question: are we not men? Answer: we are Devo. Yeah.
Thank you. It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Freeform radio at its best. Started off with Devo and the track Uncontrollable Urge. That's from their 1978 debut. Question: Are we not men? Answer: We are Devo. Joy Division was up next there with Heart and Soul off of their 1980 release, Closer, excuse me. Something from the new romantic movement of the 70s and 80s. The new romantic genre being a subgenre of the new wave. Visage. And they gave us the Damn Don't Cry. Originally from 1980. Visage formed in 1978 and was fronted by the late Steve Strange, who passed away last year. And he was joined by former Rich Kids band members Rusty Egan and Midge Ure. Midge Ure went on to front Ultravox, whom we heard from earlier in the show. Lots to get to today, so let's get back to it.
map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, you see? See the vortex light of the darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
See you.
Hello. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and I am your host, Savoir Faire. Let's chat about what we've been listening to, shall we? Started that set off with Giorgio Moroder and the title track from his 1977 release, From Here to Eternity. A true disco, Italo-disco legend. He also composed a number of famous soundtracks such as Midnight Express and Flashdance, as well as songs for the 84 and 88 Olympics. Australia's Pseudo Echo was in there, giving us Listening. It's originally from their 1984 debut, Autumnal Park. At that time, they were right up there in popularity with INXS in Australia, but they're better known in the U.S. for their 1986 hit cover of Lips Inc.'s Funky Town, which peaked at number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. That's right. We had Exmal Deutschland from their 1987 release, Viva. We had the track Sickle Moon. They were formed in Hamburg, Germany, back in 1980. They were not well received at first, but after opening for the Cocktail Twins during a UK tour, they landed a label deal with 4AD Records. In fact, two singles from that debut, which was pronounced Fetiche, had two singles make it to the UK independent charts, despite the lyrics being sung in German. So there you go. And some techno-punk from Los Microwaves, from their 1981 release, Life After Breakfast, which was their one and only album. We heard the track Radio Heart. All right. Time for some veggies. How about some prefab sprout?
Never find out.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.